Now it's over to our feature reader for this week, Robin Quine, with a feature about the time when most people had an open fire in their home.
Thar She Bellows, Collectible Charm of Antique Fire Starters. It would seem that we have had a difficult winter when it comes to heating and lighting. Certainly the cost of fuel has gone through the roof, and we had to look at ways of saving fuel and money. It might mean us going back to some simpler ways, more basic form of heating, like an open fire. Open fires have a charm of their own, but of course, you have to provide the fuel for that, which can be predominantly wood, which at the moment might be cheaper than oil or coal, certainly a lot cheaper than electricity. If you have the ability to burn wood on an open fire, this could be quite useful in order to keep the house warm, if only in part. Mind you, you do have to have a supply of dry wood, which is very important. I'm talking about an open fire, not a wood-burning stove. As far back as the Middle Ages and up to the early part of the 19th century, open fires were kept burning all day and all night, wherever possible. They tended to allow the fire to continue, which enabled the house to be kept warm. Once the walls and the back of the fire is warm, it retains its heat like an enormous night store heater, and you don't want to lose that heat source once it has built up. They would at night rake through the embers, and they would then apply a sort of half-round bucket-shaped object called a curfew, which would keep the embers enclosed, probably fairly free of air, so that in the morning the first person up would very carefully rake over those embers to reignite some dry sticks, and you had your fire back again. Not many of those original curfew objects are about. I believe there is one preserved in Canterbury Museum. Also, Brighton Museum has a better one made out of sheet copper. But if you had to get the fire started again with some vigour, you had to use some sort of bellows. And there was, right through the 19th century, quite a range of contrivances that were a little bit more straightforward than pumping with the normal model. These had a wheel inside, and you wound a handle and air came out of the other end. Even simpler objects were a tube that you had to blow down by putting the long metal tube into the fire, and you had to blow, not suck, and this again helped to revive the embers. Sometimes you do find examples of these early blowers. I imagine these contraptions were not cheap to buy, and probably only the more wealthy households could afford to have servants using one, and they must have been precious objects indeed. The open hearth was always full of various implements, from spits to sharp instruments on which you could move the logs about. There were fire dogs on which you put the big logs across, very interesting places. And I think all those people who are lucky enough to have a large open hearth that hasn't been converted to a wood burner would still like to find some of those early objects today.